Continuing our talk about misophonia, this is something that if this affects a family member of you, or maybe it affects you, misophonia is just a condition that, boy, you have these heightened reactions to different sounds. And as we talked about it, we've got an audiologist on the phone.
This is so exciting. Yes. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix. We were just talking a second ago. Our coworker told us about misophonia yesterday when noises like people eating or the dogs licking their paws just drive them nuts. It's a condition. And Radar's daughter, Haley, sounds like she has it. My husband, Eric, 1,000% has it. He does not like silence, does not like certain sounds. And I felt so bad not understanding what the reason why was.
Exactly. Yeah. So we have Linda, who is on the phone, and she wanted to discuss a little bit more about misophonia and give us some more insight into it. Linda?
Well, misophonia is a real disorder. And for some people, the sounds that are triggers also are attached to a specific person. So that makes it a little bit more individualistic on how you might want to deal with it. For those people that have it and want to have less triggers, one of the best ways to do it is to go find somebody that is specializes in cognitive therapy, a psychologist or a therapist that can help take some of that stressors away.
And when you say cognitive, is that like slowly introducing the sound to them?
A lot of it's trying to figure out, deal with one sound at a time.
Right, okay.
Gradually introduce them into finding ways to relax and release that emotional attachment to that sound or that negative attachment to that sound.
Wow.
That is really good information. Yeah, because there's like no known cure type. Like you can take, I just take this from a misophonia and I'm fine. I mean, everything we've researched online here, it says that, you know, you have to kind of work at it. And there are, like you had mentioned, just some exercises and some therapy that you can go through to help make it better anyway.
More manageable.
Well,
like you said, too, if it's triggering a negative emotion, that can affect relationships. I mean, you could be in a work setting where things can get uncomfortable and you don't want to feel like you're worked up at a job. So it's good to know that there's definitely some therapy that people can do to try to work through it. But as long as it's with a professional and it's done in a safe way, like you said, to slowly introduce those sounds into the picture.
And it's hard to find a professional that'll say that they actually have had a lot of experience working with misophonia, but psychologists or therapists that have worked with patients that have chronic pain, it's a very similar mindset.
Wow, Linda, really appreciate the call.
Definitely.
No problem.